What's going on?
Warmed up. Hey, Cliff. It was warm and it got cold. And it's pretty nice right
now. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Coach, you feel like there's more buzz about this game with your program than maybe Texas because, you know, they always shoot for BCS bowls. They lost their last two games of the year.
You know, I don't know. I don't know about that. I know our guys are excited about being here, about playing the game. You know, the one thing about our team that's been really consistent, I think, is that they like football. They like to play. They've always, I think, enjoyed the process of getting ready for a game. And so it's been a fun team to coach. And regardless of circumstances, really, we certainly haven't been perfect. You know, we've had our downers, but we've also had mostly good. And I think it's just a credit to how these guys like to practice and play. So, and we always talk about the fact we can't control how the other team feels or what they're thinking or what their mood is or anything like that. Well, that's it's not part of our life. You know, we just have ourselves to worry about.
How has the process been going?
Good, really good. I'm really proud of them. They, I think they're enjoying San Antonio and all the festivities. The people that run this bowl game do an outstanding job, and everything is really well organized. But, you know, I think they're practicing well, so that combination is what we're after.
Do you look at this game as something to prove for your program, make another step?
We always do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time we walk on the field, we try to prove something. And we are, you know, it's a great deal for us to be playing the University of Texas. We've got a lot of respect for the program, the tradition, history of the University of Texas, and I have personally a lot of respect for Coach Brown. I think he's one of the class people, a great model for coaches in for our profession. And so, you know, all that part of it makes it, you know, fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really a neat thing to be involved in.
Now, there's some similarities between y'all and A&M, maybe. A&M's land grant, agriculture.
Yeah,
college,
maybe. We might be that school in our state. You know, you should ask some of these other folks about that.
Right.
They've got a good vision of who we are, I think.
Right.
Mike, have you seen intensity in practice increasing day by day? Is there any change?
I've seen pretty consistent work, Molly. I could make something up, but I thought today's practice was really sharp. And I think at this point it's just very important for us to be sharp and get on and off the field. I think that's all what they need right now.
Mike, how pleased are you with the fact that they've been able to kind of soak up these bowl experiences, but then also flip the switch and come ready to work?
You know, that's what we always look for, and that's the kind of the key to giving yourself the only chance you have to win is being ready. And I think these kids are really trying to do that. You know, I think that there's just been enough of a hunger for winning with this team to just keep that going. And I think it's always about how the seniors approach it. And we have such good people with Wheaton and Poyer and Andrew Samalo and Fethi Unga and Anthony Watkins. Those guys are solid, solid guys. So, you know, I think that that fire about wanting to win has to keep going into this deal. And I think that those guys are highly responsible for that.
You and the Carolus love the big non-conference game. I was curious, did you guys ever talk about playing Texas in a home-and-home?
I don't know that Texas has ever come up. You know, we've talked about a lot of different places. And maybe, vaguely, I remember something like that, but I might be just vaguely wrong. We've talked about a lot of teams, Lindsay, through the years, so I don't remember specifically about Texas. But that's why it's fun, though. I mean, you know, this is a place with a rich, rich tradition. You know, just been a great football place for a long time, so it's fun to play.
And this is why you love this kind of game, right? Like, we've talked about that. You love the Wisconsin stuff, the big times against the big time.
I do. You know, I don't know that it's always smart in the preseason to do that. In our world, it's so competitive, and you need to try to get bowl eligible. But they are more fun. You know, these are exciting opportunities for a program. I really like our kids to have that chance to play somebody like this. I think that I think our program has thrived on that. We haven't always done well, you know, in those preseason games, but I think they've been real good for our growth. And so, you know, now to get to do this in the bowl game is even more special.
Do you have some big non-conference series coming up, Mike, that are scheduled?
Well, we've got some on the horizon that might be real big that haven't been announced yet.
Yeah.
But
you can announce now if you like. Feel free.
I've gotten in trouble before for doing that.
Who do you play next year?
Who do we play? San Diego State next year? Is that right? Hawaii next year?
Yeah. Eastern Washington.
And Eastern Washington, yeah.
Okay.
But
a couple years with Michigan, right?
Yeah, that's the one. I didn't know if that'd been a... Has that been...
Oh, yeah. That's okay. A while ago. Yeah.
Michigan's coming up, man. Okay. How's that for you?
At a home-and-home, I guess, right?
I hope so. I doubt it. We got Wisconsin on a home-and-home, and that
right.
was fun.
Right.
And you think they'll ever do that again?
I doubt it.
Yeah. You shouldn't.
That's
be, though,
the hard part of getting home-and-home, because if you win that game, nobody wants to come see you.
Is it tough operating in Oregon's shadow with all their resources and money?
Well, it's tough operating in their shadow and that they've been so good. We can't worry about that other part of it, and we really don't talk about that much.
Yeah.
They're just doing a real nice job at Oregon right now. Chip's
right.
doing a great job. They're a good football team, and we haven't beaten them in a little while. That's the hardest part. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, our we try to focus on our world, and we love our world, and we got to go get ready, you know, the next time we go around to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. But our league right now in general is really, really the best it's ever been, from top to bottom. And also, I think even the top, the quality of it is good. We're rising up to be, I think, right now one of the top two leagues in the nation. We're maybe there, maybe not there, but we're going there. It's really growing and competitive.
Is it hard for you? I mean, the Northwest, the talent pool isn't such where it's like a Texas or California or Florida, as you know. And that makes it tougher.
We have to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And we try to do a good job at home. You know, we try to get our share. But when you compare the 10 or 12 Division I kids in the state of Oregon to the 400 out of Texas, it's clear that we have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a handful of guys from Texas, Oklahoma.
Right.
And then we'll go as far as Samoa to get some players. The bulk of our team comes from California,
mm-hmm.
but we'll get three or four kids a year from Washington, and
mm-hmm.
maybe a kid from Utah, a couple kids from Arizona. But yeah, we have to be pretty diverse, I would
mm-hmm.
say, in where we go and use our contacts around the country. We don't recruit nationally except where we've established or maintained or have some contacts, and those have been real good to us. You know, we've even gone